Philadelphia Union, San Jose Earthquake, DC United, Los Angeles Galaxy,
Beach Pass,
Colorado Rapids, Vancouver Whitecaps, Orlando City SC, Montreal Impact, NYCFC, Seattle Sounders.
Pitch Pass, your all-access credential to the people that matter in MLS. Here's your host, Greg Roach.
All right, trying a little something different here on Pitch Pass. I had some thoughts on this weekend's match versus Portland Timbers, and I didn't have any guests lined up. And also, I just kind of wanted to get my thoughts out and not actually ask somebody their thoughts. I just wanted to give my thoughts. Was going to do it in a thread on Twitter, but figured that would be really, really long. If you're really that interested in my thoughts, maybe you'll just listen to this podcast. The first ever solo Pitch Pass. Cross your fingers it goes well. Here we go. First of all, you're welcome. The last thing I tweeted was at halftime of the match on Saturday night saying I gotta go to bed early, my kids got an early match. Looking forward to seeing who bangs in the late equalizer for the smash and grab points. Because for me, the first half looked like it was in favor of DC United. I know the score was 1-0 at halftime, but I went to bed thinking to myself, even if they lose this game, I like what I'm seeing. I think they're on the right path. I feel like the players are bought into what Troy is selling, and I think Troy is selling a really, really good product. So looking at the New England match, even before they got the man advantage, and then, of course, throughout the rest of that match, and then the first half of Portland, I like what I see, and I'm in on what I'm seeing. So when I went to bed at halftime, I didn't really care if they won or lost. Points dropped at this point for me. As you know, I'm a vision guy, a long-term vision, a long-term plan kind of fan. It feels like a long-term vision is being instilled. And if it takes losing a couple of points or losing some games at the beginning of the process, I'm here for it as long as I can see that there is a pathway to the process. And my point on all this is I'm seeing a pathway to the process. But turns out they did do a smash and grab thanks to Christian Fletcher, who scored sometime in around the 82nd minute to get a point for United and come back from Portland. Their only West Coast trip. I didn't realize that, so thank you to whoever tweeted that out. That's going to make it a little bit easier, being that they are in no other competitions and they have no trips past St. Louis for the entire rest of the MLS season. I like that. So let's just break it down line by line and go over what I'm seeing and my thoughts so far. We're going to start with the keepers because Alex Bono has been fine and has made some really good saves, and that's good. I don't think there's a keeper controversy, at least until Tyler Miller comes back, but Alex Bono doing the job. So keepers, check. So let's get into the defenders. We'll start with Aaron Herrera. I've been very, very impressed with him. I had not known. Like, I know he's been in the league for a number of years, but I had not followed him. I'm not really a focus on the right back of other teams that aren't playing DC United kind of fan, but I liked what I've seen so far. He is very active getting forward. He puts really good balls into the box. He's got at least one assist that I know of and possibly more. Aaron Herrera, excellent pickup, which is going to be a theme throughout this entire podcast. Ali Mackay has done a fantastic job picking up players and having them inserted into whatever United is building. They seem to be fitting seamlessly. So we could have whined and complained all offseason about how there were no big signings, but the guys that they did bring in are doing a job. And isn't that kind of the point of bringing in people? And you can also kind of hold out hope that they will bring in some bigger names, but they have to fill in all of the edges. And I think that they've done a good job of doing that, at least from what we've seen in two matches thus far, Aaron Herrera being one of them. Chris McVay, Lucas Bartlett being two more of them. I mean, three of the four on the back line are new additions acquired during the offseason and all of them doing a job. Here's what I will say. And this is kind of a thing to kind of look forward to. They played a man up for 75 minutes in the opener, and then they played against a Portland Timbers team not having either of their DPs. So, yeah, I think McVay and Bartlett have been a really good center back pairing so far, but we're going to know a lot more after Cincinnati coming up and obviously Miami coming up. Those will be good tests. We'll have a much better gauge on where our center back pairing is after we see them perform in those two matches against quality offensive players. And then you think to yourself, okay, what if they do come through that solid? Let's not say unscathed, but let's say solid. What happens with Steve Birnbaum when he comes back? He is the captain of the team. You say what you want about whether you think he is on the decline, whether you think that they should move on. The point is, he was named the captain. He is a part of United's plan, a big part of United's plan. You'd figure when he's healthy, he would be a starter. But which one would you pull if McVay and Bartlett are both performing well? That's something to look forward to as well. And then long term, and this is not something I am a play your kids type of person, but I'm not saying this in a play your kids kind of way. Mattia Akinbone, you think to yourself, it'd be nice if he got some minutes somewhere. And if you've got McVay, you've got Bartlett, and you've got Birnbaum, I just think to myself, when are you going to find minutes for Akinbone? And you think, okay, can they loan him to Loudon? You would hope they would, but they've been a little bit slow to do those loans in the past. So that's just something to keep an eye on. I like the fact that he is a young guy. I would like for him to get minutes. There are no other competitions, so you can't say he'll play U.S. Open Cup. You probably wouldn't play him Leagues Cup because you're taking that very, very seriously. Where are the minutes for Mattia going to come from if the three other center backs are playing well? Something to think about. Now, Pedro Santos. Gosh, did I want to come on here and say we need to move on from him? He is not bringing anything to the table, and defensively, he is really not bringing anything to the table. But then you watch the match, both matches. He assisted on the first goal against New England, and he started the movement that resulted in the tying goal against Portland with a beautiful, beautiful ping cross pitch to Jackson Hopkins, I believe. So what do we do with Pedro Santos? My opinion is I think that he would be better coming off the bench. He's in his mid-30s now. He is not defending that well from my, albeit untrained, eye. But he is contributing moving forward, and he is a veteran presence. And Jahiz seems like he is never going to play for DC United again. I like what I saw from Connor Antley in the New England match. I think that's going to be another under-the-radar good acquisition from Ali Mackay. But do I want him to be the starting left back after playing USL, coming right in at the end of MLS preseason? I would say no, not right now. But it is something that I would think about if Pedro Santos continues to be shaky on defense and then stops providing service going forward. Wouldn't mind a Connor Antley experience. Let's move to the middle of the pitch and the midfield. Let's start with Click. I think Click is performing like a very credible DP, and I really like having Matthijs Click on the team. That's really all I need to say about him. Peltola, impressive debut. I thought he was one of the better players on the pitch against New England. He wasn't as sharp against Portland, but I like what I'm seeing so far. I think that he really, really enjoys making a good pass. And if you watched the thing with Claudia on DC United's YouTube page and their Apple TV feed, he says that is something that he enjoys. He's not afraid to get in on a challenge. I like that as well. I would like to see him a little bit crisper on those passes, a little sharper on those passes, but I like that we have a six that is looking to break lines and start the attack going the other way. Very impressed so far with Peltola. Would like to see that continue, and I would hope that he would just become more and more sharp and more comfortable as he becomes acclimated to not just the club, but the league as a whole. So I like those two together. Jared Stroud has been, I think, what I expected to be. He's very industrious. He's very active. He's on the ball a lot more than I thought he would be. But I also feel he was a little bit slow in his decision-making, especially against New England. Hopefully that'll get cleaned up as he becomes more accustomed to his teammates and what they enjoy doing. But that's the one thing where I would go, it wasn't all, if we were grading Jared Strauss, I would give him an 8 out of 10, not a 10 out of 10. But everything else I've seen, I've really, really enjoyed. And also, talking about kids again, I like the fact that he is playing a role on this team that Jackson Hopkins is playing as well. It seemed as if Jackson Hopkins never had a fit, didn't really know, none of the coaches, Losada, Rooney, didn't know what to do with him. And it feels like now Stroud is kind of a nice role model of what Jackson Hopkins could be and eventually maybe even evolve to the point where he takes over for Stroud. I'm very much a fan of Jackson Hopkins being in the regular rotation for DC United and a guy that can come in and give fresh legs, fresh energy. And I don't know. I just think he's a really promising player. And I like the fact that it seems as if there is a spot, a position for him to play in Troy Lesane's version of DC United. So Stroud and Hopkins together, very much in on. Here's the person I'm most concerned about on the team, and that is Gabriel Pirani. I love what I'm seeing from United, everything up until the final third. I feel like they could be a little more sharper, but I also think that's something that'll come. If you take enough shots, if you create enough chances, they're going to start going in. My nerves, my problem comes in, and I feel like all of the work, the buildup, the combinations that United does, Pirani's not a part of any of that. And when he is on the ball, kind of easy to get him off of the ball if you're defending him, and his passes are a little bit off from where everybody else is. As I say that, I think to myself, well, you know, Roach, he did not play most of the preseason because he was with the Brazilian Olympic team. Maybe he's not as up to speed on what Troy wants. Maybe he's not as up to speed on the players around him as everybody else is. So that's kind of given me a little bit of, okay. And I'm not even close to the point where I want to write off the biggest acquisition of the last 6 to 9 months for United. I'm just saying, of all of the good stuff that is happening with DC United, Pirani isn't involved in any of it. And that kind of concerns me, as he is a player who, with the money spent on him, with the pedigree, with what he just came off of with the Brazilian Olympic team, you'd think he'd be a little more involved than he is, and he's not, and that concerns me. So that kind of leads to the next thing, and I've seen a lot on the socials about Christian Fletcher and how he has to start, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I love playing kids, and when kids are ready, I want them to get the minutes, because honestly, as a person who loves Ajax, it's, hey, let's have these players for 2-3 years, and then let's sell them for a lot of money, and then let's invest that back into the academy, and then let's get the next wave in. And so I think it's important for Christian Fletcher to play. I think him going to Swansea did wonders for his confidence. I also think that it put him kind of on a map, on a radar of other clubs, not just in MLS, but throughout the world. And I think he knows that. So if I'm him, I'm going to United and saying, okay, what's the plan? How many minutes can I expect this year? But here's the thing. Are you taking Benteke out of the lineup to put Fletcher in? No. Are you taking Teddy out of the lineup to put Fletcher in? I would say no. So I thought to myself, well, what happens then? Because if those two are your first starters, then maybe, and neither of them seem to be coming out of the game very often unless they're injured, where would Fletcher's minutes come from? If he's the third person, I would be totally cool with that. Put a pin in that for a second. But then I saw that Lesane brought him on for Pirani in the Portland game, and I was like, okay, that would work. That's a position where that keeps Pirani sharp. If Pirani doesn't perform to the expectations that we all hope that he does, then we have somebody that we're just as excited about to plug in. So I was excited to see that experiment, and then obviously I was excited to see that it paid off, because it did, in a goal. And I'm not sure Pirani would have made that run to be there on the end of that. So that's something really cool to look at. Now let's take the pin out of the forwards conversation and get into it. I think Teddy has been doing Teddy stuff. I think the goals will come. He's very active. He's very lively. He's very willing to take on people. That's something that Prani should be doing a little more of. But luckily, we're getting it from Teddy KDP. So that's really awesome. And the goals are going to come for him. The assists are going to come for him. I'm not even a little bit concerned. As long as he's healthy, he's going to have a really good year. Benteke, disappointing, obviously, that he got injured in warmups against Portland. He did what he needed to do. He had a typical Christian Benteke performance against New England in that he probably had six really good chances and he scored three goals, which is great. It's when he gets four chances and he scores a goal or three chances and scores no goals that you get a little frustrated, but that's the reason he's on DC United and still not playing at a high level in the Premier League for a top five club. If he did that, he would still be there. He's with us. He's a really good MLS forward. He's a really good servant of the club. He works hard. He's not coming out of lineup unless he's injured. And he was injured on Saturday. I thought generally, if we're thinking long term for DC United, it was not the worst thing in the world that he picked up a knock, if it's just a knock. You kind of want to see what the club does, what the team does without the focal point of the offense. You figure at Benteke's age, he's not going to play every match. So what happens when he's not in? And it seemed as if they just did the regular game plan, except long balls to Dahomey, which doesn't seem like it would work. And yet there were a couple of good chances thanks to those aforementioned Aaron Herrera crosses that he was throwing into the box. I like the fact that they had to problem solve without Benteke because I want them to be a little more versatile than just let's just see if we can get it on the end of a cross or let's just boot it forward, which was the Wayne Rooney way. I like the fact that they couldn't do that. I wouldn't like it if Benteke's out for the next four matches. But again, if you're thinking long term, not the worst thing in the world to see what you got when Benteke's not there. My disappointment was Dahomey instead of Fletcher. I would love for Fletcher to be the first one off the bench if Benteke can't play or if you need to make a sub or if he needs to come out or if you need to rest his legs, whatever. I would love it for it to be Fletcher rather than Dahomey. Having said that, Dahomey was solid, credible, and worked hard and did his job without scoring the goal. He had a great chance. It was a great save from Kripo, and you can't really fault him for not getting chances or not converting chances. That was a great save. We know what we have with Dahomey. I want to see Christian Fletcher out there. I want to see that kid get minutes over a 30-year-old MLS veteran. Now, you're paying Dahomey what you're paying. I understand why. You let the veteran get the first crack at it. I understand why that as well for locker room stuff. But it would disappoint me if we got to the midseason and the sub was still Dahomey off the bench rather than Fletcher off the bench for Benteke. Now, having said that, if we go back to the Pirani sub, if you're going to tell me I can get minutes from Christian Fletcher in place of Pirani, I would go, okay, great. But then I would argue against my argument against myself by saying, then that means Pirani is not really performing the way he needs to perform, which is not a good thing long-term either. So for me, the perfect world would be Pirani, Cudipietro, Benteke, Fletcher would be the first person off the bench for any of those three. That would be my preference. So there you go. Your keepers, your defenders, your midfield, your forwards. Those are my thoughts. Couldn't get those in a Twitter thread, I don't think. Look, top line. I am bought in on Troy Lesane's philosophy. I like what I'm seeing. It's not maximum overdrive. Hernan Losada definitely can't keep this pace up, which is a good thing. It's not like for like Red Bulls, which I would, as a DC United fan, would be kind of like, great success, but success copying my biggest rival, I'd prefer to have our own way. And it seems as if Troy is blazing his own way. I'm in on the tactics. It seems like the players are in on the tactics, which is another huge thing. They seem to be bought in. They seem to like playing for Troy Lesane. He seems to have a really good United locker room. And then, of course, as I said earlier, I'm also in on Ali McKay. I've really thought the people that he brought in this offseason have all come in and done a job. And you need a team that does a job. And yes, I would love for them to have some sort of big name acquisition so it could be really sexy. And I could say to my friends, oh, you should watch DC United because they have blank, blank, blank. But at the end of the day, I want a good team. I want a team that's going to perform. I want a team that's going to be difficult to play against. I want a team that when I go to Audi Field, I'm excited because I can't wait to see what kind of things my team pulls off. I want a team that looks like it's got a direction, that is implementing a style that we can have for years to come, not a year and a half to come. And it seems like all of those things are happening with Ali McKay and Troy Lesane. And if the ownership will just keep writing the checks and keep out of the soccer business, I, fingers crossed, don't jinx this, Roach, think that this club is on the right path. At least that's my thoughts 2 matches into the 2024 MLS season. Okay, look, this is the first time I've ever done a solo monologue type thing in my life, not just on Pitch Pass, but any of the other podcasts that I've done. All the radio stuff that I've done has always been 2 minutes or less. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. So the first thing I want to say is thank you so much for listening to this. If you have any constructive criticism, I'm here for it. I want to get better. I would like to do more episodes. Booking guests and having somebody on every week is kind of the inhibitor. So if I can get to a point where I can do one of these types of things once a month, then I can churn out more episodes. So if you have any ideas on how to help me get better at this, or if you're like, Roach, you are incredible. I can't believe you're unemployed right now and don't have a job in radio because you're awesome. Let me know that as well. Should I give you the email? No, just hit me up on Twitter at Pitch Pass. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. Vamos United. And hopefully we'll be back with another episode soon.
Show information, go to pitchpass.com.